I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. For 8 consecutive Fridays starting today, groups will be working to spur climate and environmental justice action. Gatherings called March 4th to Earth Day will take place in more than a dozen communities across the state. Matilda Prosen-Oldani will be stationed at the corner of Kenwood and Maryland on the UW-Milwaukee campus.
We're going to be standing here and just trying to, you know, on this semi-busy intersection, get people's attention. I think right now it's going to be mainly just a standing protest, because in other areas of Wisconsin, you know, people are going to the Capitol, but it's also just trying to get people to care about the state of the climate. And I do believe, and many people agree and feel the same way, you know, we're in a climate emergency, and you know, daily life goes on because it has to. But at the end of the day, I think people need to recognize that this should be at the forefront of our minds.
Prosen-Oldani, who's 19, took her first environmental step back in grade school.
I noticed how at lunch, no one was, like, we had tons of plastics and stuff, and I noticed how everyone was, like, always throwing them out. And so I, for my science fair project, I counted up all the plastic, all the forks that was, and how many, like, pounds of trash, and for how many years that would be in the landfills. And in coming years, and how degrading that would be to the environment. And we actually started a recycling program there.
She still espouses personal action, but says it's time for governments and business leaders to step up.
The earth will go on with or without us, but what the decisions we make now are going to determine whether or not it'll be habitable for us and countless other species. So we can put that weight in our hands, and we have the autonomy to do this and act now and care.
Prosen-Oldani says her grandmother was her environmental hero.
Every day growing up, she really taught me to appreciate the simple things. And it just really instilled in me just how glorious and lucky we are to be able to observe everything. And we don't have to lose it. We don't have to.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.